White House refuses to criticize Sonia Sotomayor coronavirus misinformation. By Charlie Spiering on January 10, 2022. The White House on Monday refused to defend or criticize Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor after she spread misinformation about the coronavirus pandemic. Sotomayor falsely claimed during oral arguments in the Supreme Court proceedings last week that 100,000 children were in the hospital because of the virus, many of them on ventilators. Only about 4,000 children are currently in the hospital from coronavirus. But White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki declined to comment on Sotomayor's obvious misinformation. "I'm not going to speak to Supreme Court arguments or statements made in those arguments," Psaki told reporters during the daily briefing on Monday. When asked to comment by another reporter on Sotomayor's misinformed remark, Psaki again refused. "I'm just not going to weigh in on a specific legal argument in the court," she said. The Biden administration repeatedly condemns misinformation on the virus, calling it a public health threat. "It's wrong. It's immoral. I call on the purveyors of these lies and misinformation to stop it. Stop it now," Biden said in a speech on December 21. But Biden officials typically are silent when Democrats spread factually inaccurate information. President Joe Biden falsely claimed in an interview in December that people who were vaccinated for the coronavirus could not spread the disease. "How about you make sure you're vaccinated, so you do not spread the disease to anybody else? What about that? What's the big deal?" he asked.